Saucier than the wings at Jerry's. Here's more Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
We've made the threat. Maybe many of us parents have said, oh, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. But never have. I don't even know the... Would we go with liquid soap? Would we go with bar soap? I have no idea.
It's both where I grew up.
Yeah?
Depending on your infraction.
My mouth has never been touched with soap. Can you?
Nope.
Tawny, you?
Repetitively, and it did nothing. Clearly.
Yeah.
So.
I mean.
Doesn't work, parents.
Seems like it happens so often that you've developed a taste for it.
Well, I remember one time at about 16, I said something, and my grandma Barb was, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. I walked right over, grabbed the dish soap, the Dawn, and squirted it in my own mouth. I'm like, doesn't bother me anymore. Literally. I did it all, like just right in front of her.
Yeah. What was her reaction to this?
She just walked away from me. Because then she was mad.
Right.
What now? Was it always dish soap? Was it liquid soap?
Oh, no.
So it was bar soap as well?
One time.
What was the flavor?
She just grabbed it and ate it.
No. My mom, and once I grew up, I realized how terrible this really was, because I think I may have said, like, the really naughty bad word.
Yeah.
And she went and grabbed it out of the shower.
Bar soap.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the shower, it's been used.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't, you know, that didn't register in my mind as a kid, but yeah. I had to take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
What I remember is that being stuck between my teeth. So, like, when you think you've got it all rinsed out, like, a little, it's not gone. Bar soap is more effective than liquid, but it clearly didn't change the way I talk.
Do you remember what soap it was?
It was Zest.
It was Zest. Now, did you have to bite into the soap?
Zest fully clean.
Yeah.
You're not fully clean.
Squeaky clean.
Did you have to bite into it and actually swallow the soap?
No, she let me spit it out, but I had to bite into it.
See, I feel as though that's less bad than squirting just liquid soap down your gullet.
Why don't you try both and tell me what you think?
I don't want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't like either of them.
Yeah, I've never sworn, so I would never know.
Well, I'm just mouthy, too. It might not have even been a curse word every time.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody who knows me knows I've got a big old mouth on me, so.
Yeah. 515-280-1025. What's your memory of having your mouth washed out with soap? Do you still do it? Does anybody still do it, too?
I've never done it to my kids.
No. Because I've gotten just dish soap on my hand, and then I'll go eat, you know, I wash my hands.
It's gross.
And then I go and eat something, and there's still a little lingering soap aftertaste on my fingers.
It's very bitter.
And I immediately go, ugh.
Or like when I have certain cups that if they don't get rinsed out right, or maybe it's just what they're made of, I feel like I can taste the dish soap in them.
Well, maybe because you developed a taste for it by just doing
like
shooters
it.
Of it.
Jeez. It's my drink of choice.
Give us a call. What's your memory of having your mouth washed out with soap? Or also, if you've done it to your own kids, what's their reaction?
Right.
Because it was something that got said a lot.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, even though it never happened to me, but... I don't hear anybody threatening with that anymore.
I think it's a different time, though, too. There's probably... You probably can't do that. Because you'd be, like, trying to poison your kid, and then there'd be agencies involved.
I don't know. I doubt if an agency got a call like that,
yes.
they would change their day too much. We have now Susan in Des Moines. All right, what do you remember, Susan?
Well, I learned not to grit my teeth when it happened. Our parents would use the lava bar. I mean, really, there were no rules after it happened, whether we had to swallow it, spit it, whatever. It was, it was crucial. It was anytime we said a bad word or mouth off, that's usually when it happened.
Okay.
So.
How long did the bar have to stay in your mouth?
Honestly, I don't know. It seemed like forever, but I mean, the bar just started coming towards my mouth, and I would just grit my teeth, and like I said, that was the worst thing to do, because you're picking soap out of your teeth for however long, you know, the rest of the day, your mouth just tasted like lava soap.
Yes!
Lovely and gritty, and yep.
Do you have kids, Susan?
I do. I have three.
Have you ever done this to them or threatened them with it?
Only one of them. One of them, and it was with dish soap when she was two. She's 23 now, but yeah, that was about it.
Okay.
And Susan, I must ask, I'm sure you have not sworn since the age of nine.
Oh, I have.
So it works.
And my kids have heard me do it, too.
Thank you, Susan. Have a good day. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
Bye-bye.
Like our radio voices, you should hear our phone voices. Call Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning at 515-280-1025.